Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
R&B mixture into Christian music. I mean, from the Winans and DC Talk, I mean, you name it. So it's a lot of R&B music that has been infused in gospel, which I think is a great thing because it has the tendency to bring the younger listeners to church to get a better idea as far as getting closer to God, listening to the word, which is always a helpful hand, especially the things that we're seeing that are transpiring in today's society. For you, as you said, the message is everything. How have you seen yourself over the last 3 years evolve as a songwriter and also evolve as a woman?
Wow, the last 3 years have been probably the most important years, I'd say, in my life. I was homeschooled through high school, just for high school, and it was really during that time period where I really started writing music, and I really started spending more time with God and developing my relationship with Him. And through that, I got to know who I was more, my identity, and so I could be more confident in that. And it comes through into my songwriting, and it's funny looking back even at my old music sometimes from the beginning, like from a few years ago, because it's definitely changed and got more real and better. I'd say that definitely the biggest thing in the last 3 years was just really getting to know who I am in God and being confident in that.
What I have found that I will say for everyone, when you have an opportunity to spend time alone as far as having a lot of self-reflection on oneself, we get a lot more clarity on who we are. And with clarity becomes a better understanding as far as our relationship with a higher power. Seeing all the things that are transpiring in the society with the shootings and taking place in schools where it's made it unsafe for kids to simply go to school and get an education. And I know that you sit back and say, wow, you know, I've been homeschooled, but it's like everything that I've nurtured myself to be as far as being, getting a better understanding of being, getting in a better relationship with God is just showing things that has already transpired in the Bible that God would take place. So it's not something that's surprising. It's already saying what would take place. And I wanted to ask you, when you actually see these events taking place, what is your thought process? How does that contribute to your songwriting when you see all the things that have already been written in the Bible and actually taking place right before your eyes?
Excellent question. Actually, I have a lot of thought about this. I guess, you know, when you first hear these things, you get sad because you just see the darkness, honestly, that's just going rampant in this world, and definitely say it influences my songs because I've always had a really heavy burden just for this generation of people that are just honestly dying, like physically and just mentally. And so there's even a song that I haven't released yet that actually addresses all this, the stuff that's going on right now in the world, and in America. And it's just, I'd say it's sad, but again, like you said, it's not surprising because the Bible does, it says that all this would happen. But then it's just taking that and knowing that we're supposed to be the ones to shine light into the darkness. You know, I think the church needs to stand up more. Yeah.
Now, that's interesting that you bring that up because the church has been heavily criticized for not standing up and not taking a stronger role on the things that are seen, that are transpiring in today's society. Mm-hmm. Instead, it seems like they're taking a hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Especially if it affects the bottom line, which is M-O-N-E-Y, which is very disheartening to me. and a lot of people. I believe in my heart that this generation has the new generation, this young generation, has the ability to make a profound change in today's society, in today's climate, by the outpouring of the just standing and saying, you know, no more. We're not going to tolerate this anymore. The unnecessary violence in schools, people feeling unsafe. And I think it's wonderful for you as an artist to have that kind of clarity to say, you know what, it's easy for someone to say nothing, but it takes a real stronger person who has an idea of oneself to say something in my music that has substance. Because at the end of the day, we need to hear something that has some meaning to it. And I want to applaud you for that. Now, saying that, you've given us a taste. You've given us a taste, a little sample size of what you can do. What I would like to know, I know a lot of the listeners out there would like to know, when can we expect either an EP or an album?
You can expect an EP coming in September. We're hoping for. So it's most likely dropping in September or sometime in early fall.
So we're going to have to wait. Well, they say patience is a virtue. So we're going
to
I know the listener's going to get me if I didn't ask. So listeners, you heard it first. We're looking around that quarter, around September. The Teddy Bear is going to give you all the necessary information to make sure that you keep track of what Danielle is doing. So we're going to be the first to get our hands on the new music. How does it feel to you, being an independent artist and having that kind of level of creative control over your music? Because artists have a tendency, when they get signed to a major label, the label wants to dictate on who they are, and we have a tendency to lose who we are in the beginning, oneself of who we are. Is it ever get to a point where you thought, say, well, if a major label comes to me and they want to sign me, but I'm wondering if they're going to try to change me? Do you ever kind of battle with that?
Definitely. I mean, this whole thing, like my whole music career so far, has been very difficult and just figuring out what doors to walk through and what doors not to walk through. I'd say that right now I really enjoy being an independent artist because I do have that control over my content and how I sing my songs and my brand and my look and everything like that. But I'm not completely opposed to being signed to a label as long as I know that that was the door that God opened and not something that I just want to do to maybe get bigger or I don't know. So I'd say I do enjoy being an independent artist, but if being signed is something that's going to further the platform that the Lord wants me to have, then I will move forward. But I'm not going to compromise anything for a label or for even listeners.
Right, without question. You know, it's funny. I had this conversation with a very good colleague of mine about a year ago. And I said, I use the analogy of an independent artist is almost being like Amish. He said, well, Teddy Bear, why do you say that? I said, because everything that Amish people is predicated on a hard work, grassroots, no preservatives. It's like I'm building my own brand without the power behind me, without the machine. And that's one of the things I applaud about an independent artist, because they keep complete creative control of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Nothing's diluted. They're not trying to change me into a puppet or turn me into a puppet. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to dress me in a certain way that everything is based upon, quote unquote, my looks and sexuality. To be based upon who I am as an artist. And social media, boy, things have changed. You have so many social media formats out there. They want so much more of who you are from a personal standpoint. How have you managed, or have you or your team collectively have sat down and said, this is how we need to use the social media? We want to give them some, because we definitely want our listeners. We want our supporters. We want to give them a little bit, but we don't want to give them so much where they want to kind of delve into my personal life. How do you maintain that kind of balance?
Well, I'd say that sometimes it is difficult living in a world where social media is pretty much the foundation for, like, a career. I love being transparent. I don't like, there are certain things that definitely you want to keep personal. But I think that social media can also be used as a platform to be transparent with people and to really reach people and minister to them, instead of just using it to, like, you know, sell yourself off to people and be like, oh, look who I am, look what I'm doing. Like, I feel there are better ways to use it than that.
I think it all comes, as you said, it comes down to the person and how they choose to use the social media. It's that, I guess, the bill that I have heavy concerns about is not just so much the social media. And I tell a lot of artists this, is that the people that they have surrounding them, because they'll start off with people who care about you as a person. But the infrastructure of your career, once that team starts to expound a lot more, how do we separate the people that are really there for you and not there to try to get something from you? Have you found that sort of a challenge, or haven't had the experience that yet?
So the Lord has definitely given me an amazing group of people that I've grown up with. Like, I have about, honestly, like, 10 mentors, and my family is huge. My family is huge. I have, the friends I have, I pretty much grew up with. So, like, I'm not opposed to making new friends and doing this, but you always want to go in, you know, with your eyes wide open. Just be careful. Because I've honestly been blessed, though, with, like, a strong like, body of people that will tell me, like, oh, hey, listen, you're going off here. or, like, you know. So.
It's always good when you're so intimidated.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
No, I said it's always a help. That you have someone that can help you keep yourself grounded, because it's easy to get lost in reality in this industry. Family?
Sorry.
Remember what's going on with Sam Phelps? Tell all the listeners from where you were tuned in late. It's okay. And then I'm going to bust my mom. I'm going to go to my mom today. Yeah, by the incredibly talented Danielle. I love that Italian. Oh, God bless. with a new single, Why Oh Why. Tell the listeners out there about the new single and as far as the process of making the song.
So, Why Oh Why has been, Why Oh Why was actually the first song I've ever heard my voice recorded on that I wrote. I wrote it I think about 5 years ago. And it's been a really long process to get to what you guys have heard. But it's just, it was one of those songs that I didn't need to take a whole lot of time to write. The Lord just gave it to me in a moment where I was just feeling, just so completely undeserving of how God just has stood by me through everything, through all my mess ups and my mistakes and my straying, and he's just always there. He's like the one thing that always stays the same and doesn't change. So that's really what the song is about. It's just asking the Lord why. Oh, why do you stay by me? And it's a personal song. Like I said, it's really important to me. It's one of the first ones that I really got to hear. Although I am sick of it by now, but I.
You know what? That's normal. It happens. It happens. We get to a point of, oh my God, I want to hear something else. I want to hear something else. And, oh, like I said, people are telling me, oh, you sound great. I love the song. It's like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I am so just kind of burnt out. I want something new.
Yeah.
I understand. I understand. But you know what? You caused this, young lady. When you bring something out that people gravitate to, that want to hear it. So you already put it out there in the atmosphere, and you've already made it crystal clear. And a lot of people, including myself, you know, like, you know, when you put stuff in the air, God will definitely respond back. It's like Samson once said, he said, God, why hast thou forsaken me? And God spoke to him and said, I've never forsaken you. I've always been here with you. It was you who forsaken me. So you have crystal clarity on what's going on. So you're definitely being used as a vessel. And speaking of being used at a very special vessel level, let's get into it. Here's the latest hit single from the incredibly talented Danielle Happy Chella. But why, oh why, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Every breath I breathe reminds me that you never failed. You drew me close, even when I chose to wander from you, things unfair. Oh, why, did you take on me when it's sometimes don't believe? Yeah, yeah. Oh, why, did you take on me when it's sometimes don't believe? Yeah, yeah. Your hand is out, even when I think I'm out of reach. I wanna love you, it's all I have in me. My faith may fail time and again, but your grace envelops me, you're faithful to the end.
Oh, why, oh, why you take on me when some of us don't believe? Yeah, yeah. Oh, why, oh, why
look, help me to see how you tossed out my sin to the sea. Every day I'm reminded of how I've been bonded. It's hard to believe that I'm free. And my mama been praying for me. She afraid that I'm straying away. I'm afraid that the way that I'm praying enough, I've been lacking the faith. You run out of grace, cause I need a lot. I never do what I'd rather do what I want. Then I go back to the cross, find that your love is greater than all of my flaws.
Why? 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 Why?
Pertinent notes for you. They keep all the comings and goings of Danielle. You can catch tickets with her at her official website. That's at www.danielleapicella.com. Also on Instagram at Danielle Apicella and Twitter. Yes, Twitter. That's at twitter.com/Apicella Music. My queen, it has been an honor for me to have you on the program. See, it didn't hurt. The teddy bear was cuddly and soft, which is okay. We'll take care of you. All I ask is when the EP is ready, let me know. And to have you back on the show, we will play the EP in its entirety. That's what we're going to do.
Thank you so much. It's been awesome.
Oh, the pleasure is truly mine. Oh, I know the listener's going to get me, so I got to ask, when can we expect some upcoming live performances? Can we expect to see you out and about as far as a little small tour sometime this year or maybe closer to 2019?
Probably closer to 2019 after I release my EP.
Okay.
I'll probably be going around.
Okay. Well, you make sure that God leads your feet here to Houston because we would love to have you down here in the studio. Okay.
All right.
Stay sweet, my love. Be positive. Remain faithful to yourself, and your music speaks volumes, okay?
Thank you.
All right. The very talented Danielle Apicella here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And remember, family, for those who have missed the interview, it's okay. The Zone and the Teddy Bear, as you covered. You can also listen to the rebroadcast on Google Play. Also on TuneIn, we're on Spotify, on Apple too. We got you. We got you covered all the way around. Definitely a beautiful thing. But in the meantime, while I got you here, safe and sound, like Linus' blanket, warm and cuddly, Lord have mercy. Let's get lost and some more. Danielle, happy chat live with Can't Save a Soul. Zone of LOTL Radio.
You told me not to pray for you, that you were too far gone, that there's nothing wrong, that you were on your own, to just leave you alone. But every time I'm seeing you, a little piece of you is gone. Let's keep going off your tongue, that you were on your own, to just leave you alone. Every curse, every lie, every drink, every vice is killing me, cause it's killing you slowly. I almost died trying to save you till I realized that I can't do. When you hurt yourself, I hurt too. Pray to God that I save you from yourself. Pray to God that I save you from yourself. Pray to God that I save you from yourself. Pray to God that I save you from yourself. I see right through the front view. You're the temporary high. What you need to just get by. So no one sees you cry. What's going on inside? Just breaks my heart to see you choose this truth over the king. As if it's just fitting, cause everybody thinks that you're not as real as in. Every curse, every lie, every drink, every vice is killing me, cause it's killing you slowly. I almost died trying to save you till I realized that I can't do. When you hurt yourself, I hurt too. Pray to God that I save you from yourself. Pray to God that I save you from yourself. Pray to God that I save you from yourself. Pray to God that I save you from yourself.
Got a text from a model. I just found a genie in a bottle. I've been living life in the Fallon. I've been living life for bottles. You say that you really know the real me. Listen, you don't know what I know. I've been with my dog like Fido. I'm not alright, but I'm final. I don't really need your help though. I think that you need to let go. You could lead a leash and pet go. Try to to pull my strings, but see, they try to feed me, Jesus, I don't need your peso. Don't need your FEMA, I'ma ride this way. Even if the quake make it tighter way. My eyes low, but I'm wide awake. I can't say it in a kind of way. I don't need it.
I almost died trying to save it till I realized that I kept it. When you hurt yourself, I hurt too.
I hurt too.
Pretty girl, that'll save you from yourself. Pretty girl, that'll save you from yourself. Pretty girl, that'll save you from yourself. Pretty girl, that'll save you from yourself.
Of
all the treasures underneath your clothes, it's your heart. It's your heart that's gold. That's why
I need you. you complete? We are we are. Have my hopes so high, I want us to survive. We could make it through, maybe we're not meant to. And now I can see what you mean to me. You are my world, but at this point what really matters?
Home with you, I'm closer. Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employees $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large three-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday. You feel bamboozled. But then, you hear this. Domino's extended a $7.99 large three-topping carryout deal to all day, every day. And so you dance and ate Domino's. Carry out only, must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.